Hey guys, this is Bobby McGraw. Thanks for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Today we want to talk about this idea of needing help. There's this interesting passage. It's in Genesis 32. And in verse 26, it says, "Then the man said, 'Let me go, for the dawn is breaking.' But Jacob said, 'I will not let you go unless you bless me.'" Now this is a fascinating passage because this is literally God wrestling with a human named Jacob. Now, obviously, if God wanted to, he could have overpowered Jacob. He could have ended it in a moment. But instead, when you read this passage, he allows the struggle to go on. Let that sink in for a minute. God allows the struggle to go on. Now, why would he let the struggle to go on? One of the many lessons, and I don't mean to boil this big story down just to one simple takeaway, but a takeaway from this is that when God allows a crisis in our lives, he does not solve it immediately. Instead, oftentimes he lets it go on for a while. Why? Because he wants to see if we're really serious about seeking him first. Think about it this way. If God answered every prayer the moment we asked it, we would be tempted to think that God was basically this big vending machine in the sky that we put in a prayer, we press the button, and we get whatever we need. Let me give you an example of something I hear a lot. Over the years, I've met a lot of folks that are like, "God, I'm just praying that God would do something big in the area of my finances. I'm praying for a financial miracle." Now, I rarely say this out loud, but sometimes I think, did you get into debt supernaturally? So in other words, they're asking God to get them out supernaturally, but did you get into debt supernaturally? And more often than not, no. See, sometimes people have poor financial habits that keep them stuck in debt. They make bad decisions, or they spend more than they make, or they didn't save for the lean times that always come, or maybe they just didn't use it wisely. I don't know the cause, but I know that there are some human behaviors behind many of our problems. So in that sense, why should God just bail us out? See, if God instantly bailed us out of our financial crisis that's rooted in poor decisions, then we wouldn't learn anything from it. We'd just keep going out making the bad decisions again. We'd go out and overspend again. We wouldn't learn discipline. We wouldn't learn money management. We wouldn't learn wisdom or even persistence. So God's not going to just bail us out of debt that we get ourselves into, but here's what he will do. He will help us get out of debt, but he wants to build our character in the process. See, if you're in a crisis right now, and maybe it's not financial, maybe it's something else, I want to encourage you, hang in there. Don't give up. Don't run from it. Don't try to escape. See, most problems you have in your life, they didn't get there overnight. You may have worked years getting yourself into that situation, and so it's not gonna happen overnight getting out of it. You may find that there's some ingrained patterns in your life. There are some bad responses in your life. There are some wrong habits that have built up over the years. So God isn't necessarily going to remove all of those at once. It's like peeling an onion. He takes it off one layer at a time, but here's the hope. He's with you. He is for you, that you can ask God for help and trust him to provide, and you will experience the peace of his wisdom and the peace of his blessing. And so today, where do you need help? Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Would you allow God to work one layer at a time? Well, hey, thanks for joining us on the weekday podcast today. I know I mentioned financial crisis as one of the examples today. Well, we have a small group that's going on right now that is studying a book called I Was Broke, Now I'm Not. We've got two groups that are actually meeting. They're about halfway through the curriculum now, but we've got over 40 folks that are in this group, and we've got more folks on the waiting list for the next time we offer it. And so if that is the area that you're like, man, I could use a little help, I could use a little insight, I could use being in a room of people that are in the same place as me, I want to encourage you, would you drop us an email? Just send an email to groups@sugarhillchurch.com. Again, that's groups@sugarhillchurch.com, and just drop us one or two lines to say, hey, I'm interested in that financial class the next time you have it, and we'll make sure that we let you know, because it has been very, very helpful for a lot of folks. Well, hey, thanks again for being here today, and we'll see you back here tomorrow for Wednesday's edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. Have a great day.